Iran's parliament speaker has criticized Britain's policies in the Middle East in a meeting with a visiting British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson. Ali Larijani said the region has been in turmoil since the U.S. and U.K.-led invasion of Afghanistan and Iraq over a decade ago. He said two conflicts played an important role in spreading terrorism. Senior Iranian official also slammed Britain's support for Bahraini regime's crackdown on peaceful protesters, as well as U.K. arms sales to Saudi Arabia. And regarding the 2015 nuclear deal, Larijani said the U.K. has not taken a serious step for economic cooperation with Iran following the implementation of the accord. For his part, a British foreign secretary said that the U.K. supports the JCPOA. And Boris Johnson also said his visit is aimed at increasing ties between Iran and the U.K. in all areas.
It's a rare visit billed as his best chance to discuss banking, economic relations and other issues with Iranian officials. On Saturday, British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson first met with his Iranian counterpart Mohammad Javad Zarif to discuss the U.S.-backed Saudi-led war on Yemen and ways to secure humanitarian shipments to the war-ravaged country.
Britain's Middle East strategy has been based on an exclusive series of alliances with the Persian Gulf dictatorships and Israel. Experts say that's hopeless. They say the British foreign policy establishment should wake up to this, that re-engaging with the Middle East means engaging with Iran constructively and as a serious partner.
Experts say Johnson has a lot on his plate these days because his trip comes at a time when Britain is still supplying Saudi Arabia and allies with arms worth billions of dollars in the unjustified war on Yemen.
The U.S. and the U.K. are selling arms to Saudi Arabia, which did everything to crush the Yemeni resistance but failed. This unexpected defeat has caught London and Washington off guard. Johnson is in Tehran to minimize the costs of their defeat. The problem is he cannot be an honest broker because his government is still arming the Saudis and is directly involved in that conflict.
In his meetings with senior officials, including Parliament Speaker Ali Larijani and Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council, Johnson underlined the UK's continued support for Iran's nuclear deal. He also discussed restrictions on Iran's banking sector, which are still in place in Britain and the European Union. Iranian banks still have difficulties to join global financial transactions, despite the fact that parties to the nuclear deal were supposed to leave all financial restrictions under the 2015 nuclear deal.
Just like American banks, European banks also refuse to issue LCs or to open bank accounts for Iranian citizens or entities. Iran has taken the case to the UN, but to no avail. The British government claims it is trying to fix the problem, but we haven't seen anything yet. Johnson should take the opportunity and prove his government means well.
During his two-day trip, Boris Johnson is scheduled to meet with Iranian President Hassan Rouhani and head of Iran's Atomic Energy Organization, Ali Akbar Salehi. Ahmad Nadiri, Press TV, Tehran.